Everybody, on for Aaron Nola here in the fifth inning. Four runs are in. And the pitch hit foul again by Monasterio. Tough trip coming up to Pittsburgh and New York for the crew as they battle down through September. Chasing postseason play, the pitch. This one is hit to left and not deep. And it is going to fall in front of Schwarber. And Trey Turner was right there too. Turner was out there. Funny shortstop. He was there. He could have made the play easily. Schwarber came on, and he pulled up. He stopped. That one should have been caught. It's going to go as a base hit. Tyrone Taylor is going to be the batter now. He's the ninth man to bat here in the inning. That was a bad play by Schwarber. He had to call. It should have been his ball.
Phillies are not known for being a great defensive team, and we've seen some examples of it in this series.
We were talking about how hot they were on their homestand. Lane and Monasterio, big lead at first. He's holding. Swing and a miss by Tyrone Taylor. And it's 0-1. Runners are at the corners. Two down. Yeah, that one should have ended the inning. It's 7-2, Milwaukee. Bellotti deals again, and a swing and a miss again by Tyrone. Breaking ball down low and away, 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Tyrone Taylor back in there. Two-strike delivery. Bellotti deals. Runner goes. Strike three looking. And the inning is over. They bat nine men and score four times. The sixth is coming up. It's 7-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you.
Calling all kids and seniors. For select weekday afternoon home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on Brewers tickets, courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Check out the schedule and get your seats at brewers.com/deals.
UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to AnnexWealth.com.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupie.com. Andrew Chafin all set to work. To the top of the order here in the Philadelphia sixth inning. That means Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, and Bryce Harper. reminder, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries. $16.95, win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and more details. Schwarber tried to bunt for a base hit. Get something going for the Phillies and fouled it back. 7-2 Milwaukee. They own the hit column. 10-3. And Chafet all set to work. Activity in the Brewers bullpen. Is that Trevor McGill up again? I think it is. Down low and away, and it's ball one and strike one. Colin Ray worked the first 4 1/3. Strike on the outside corner. Didn't offer. Think it was good anyway. 1-2. Hunter Wendelstedt calling balls and strikes tonight. Chafin deals again, and a swing and a pop-up. This one is for Bryce Terang, right next to Willie Adames. Could be something in their contracts. How many pop flies they catch? Willie's still standing there with his hands on his hips. Craig Council is out there. That's going to be it for Andrew Chafin. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. Chafin looks like he's upset. Enjoy the game. Focus first, scroll later. That's U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Back after this on the Brewers Radio Network at 7-2 Milwaukee. Presented by American Family Insurance.
When you go to fill up your car, choose a fuel that is clean, safe, and affordable. Unleaded 88 checks all those boxes. It's made from Wisconsin corn. It burns cleaner and makes your engine more efficient. Unleaded 88 is safe for your car, and it's cheaper. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump and choose Unleaded 88. You'll be helping the environment, Wisconsin farmers, and your pocketbook. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hall of Famer Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What's the most lopsided trade ever, Bob?
Well, Brock for Broglio comes to mind, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Nolan Ryan for Jim Fregosi, too.
Didn't work out too well for the Mets.
No, it didn't.
What's the best trade you were a part of?
Well, that's easy. Usingers.
What?
Usingers, man. I traded cleats for meats. I'm a Hall of Fame sausage seller.
That's pretty good.
Living high on the hog, get it?
Look for Usinger's fine products, including Mr. Baseball Brats, at your local Sendix.
Trevor McGill in his 23rd game on this season. Finishing his warm-up tosses. Trey Turner will be the first batter to face him. Final game of the series is tomorrow and the homestand. Crew heads out to Pittsburgh and New York. Then back home again to battle as we move towards the end of the regular season and a lot going on chasing postseason play.
Can you believe that the Brewers go on this next homestand? They leave tomorrow night. When they get back, they've only got one regular season road trip left.
That's it. Where are they going on the last one? St. Louis and Miami. Would that be right? Yeah.
You got it. 7-gamer.
That'll be a tough one, too. Now, McGill swinging a drive to right. This is trouble. Warning track and gone for Trey Turner. How about that? First pitch he sees from McGill, and he knocked it out of here. He hit a three-run shot last night. His 21st of the year comes tonight, and to the opposite field beside.
That is his fifth straight game with a home run.
Wow. Now Bryce Harper. Swing and a foul. It's 0-1. Yeah, Trey Turner having a big year for the Phillies. 21st home run of the year. The 0-1 delivery to Harper's high and wide. Even at a ball and a strike now.
And Trey Turner was having a tough start to his Philadelphia career. And about a month ago, the Philly fans gave him a standing ovation to encourage him, and he's been red hot ever since.
You know, I saw that swing and a miss on a changeup and a dandy. I saw that little blurb in the paper. It was a while back where he had been having such a tough go of it, and Philadelphia fans, out of kindness, they're tough. Swing and a miss. Harper is gone via the strikeout route. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And the batter is going to be Nick Castellanos. But having been there and played in Philadelphia, Philly fans have a reputation for being a little testy once in a while. It gets kind of tough there. There were a couple of players that were really all-time great Philadelphia Phillies players. Johnny Callison comes to mind for me, who suffered through some tough times from Philly fans. Mike Schmidt, whose family stopped coming to the game because they got so tough on him. Check swing foul, or did he? Nope. It's even. One ball and one strike. But, it got to be, you know, too tough for some family members. Swing and a miss by Castellanos. It's 1-2. So they stop going to the game. Richie Allen, one of baseball's best ever in Philadelphia. Still think he should be a Hall of Fame member. It might happen. The pitch, too high with that one. 2-2 now. But, yeah, there have been a number of players that came through Philadelphia that had rather tough times during, you know, periods of slumps with the fan base. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased one down in the dirt. And another strikeout for Trevor McGill. 1-4 Philadelphia on the home run by Trey Turner, his fifth straight game with a home bagger. A couple of strikeouts for Trevor McGill. It's 7-3 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pennsylvania. Hazel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
With Christian Yelich to lead off. Andrew Bellotti is still on for Philadelphia. And the opening pitch, high and wide, it's one ball and no strikes. Matt Flynn is our contestant tonight. Woodman's Food Market's home run inning, $400 in our jackpot for a Brewers home run. Got a good shot here. Contreras to follow, and then Santana, strike on Yelich. 1-1 on the Brewers DH tonight. Base hit, driving in a run back in the second. Bellotti deals again a changeup down low. Two balls on a strike. Service savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules. And the pitch. Yelich, a strike on the outside corner. Had to take that one the other way if you're going to swing at it. About knee-high on the outside corner. He steps out for a moment. Still looking at Hunter Wendelstedt about that last call. I know that's what it is. Borderline, but two balls, two strikes. Bellotti, one more time. Here it is. Yelich down low, a changeup. He watched that one go by. Ball three and strike two now. Top of the order, Brewers batted nine people in the fifth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Second strikeout for Bellotti. Struck out Tyrone Taylor to end the fifth. Now the right-handed batting Brewers catcher, William Contreras, doubled and rode home back in the fifth inning on the two-run home run by Santana. Bellotti is ready and deals too low. It's one ball and no strikes. Attendance tonight should be in that middle 30s range. 1-0 delivery. Bouncer hit up along third. It's a fair ball. The pick, the throw is going to be late. Getting by Cave at first base on the low throw from Bellotti. Swinging bunt, if you will, from Contreras. Who cares? Base hit. And Santana's coming up now. It is 19th of the year back in the fifth. And the pitch. Had a home run cut and he missed it. One strike on Santana. The right-hander is ready. And the pitch. Santana strike on a bender. Nothing and two on him. Token look at Contreras. And the pitch. Hit foul. A good swing that time by Santana. Tried to take that one the other way. Still nothing and two on Carlos. Planning on coming out tomorrow. Final game of the homestand. The 0-2 delivery, here it is, and he missed off the outside corner. 1-2, what's our start time tomorrow? A little earlier, right? So our first pitch tomorrow is scheduled for 12:05. And if you're going to join us all along the Brewers radio network, 1-2 offering, here it is, lined on one hop to short. They'll get the force at second. And on a fielder's choice, Santana reaches. That one, Stott Taylor on the force at second.
Yeah, a little earlier tomorrow, Uke, so you'll have to
11:30?
Yeah.
Free game?
Yep. You have to burn the bacon a little bit earlier in the day.
Burnt bacon. That's my thing. Strike on a curveball that Frelick watched. And it's 0-1 on Sal.
I mean, to the point where people here in the press level of the stadium wonder what's going on.
You think they get a little tight?
I think so, yeah, maybe.
I like burnt bacon. Pop up, shallow center, and it's going to be Trey Turner. Yeah, when I first started doing it, I didn't take it out of the pack. It was real testy. Ah, our good day is here. Seventh inning coming up. It's 7-3. Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-Burner Gas Grill by Charbroil. On sale, $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford Charcoal Briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip, purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
The seventh inning is on, so is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Bryson Stott leads off for the Phillies. Trevor McGill still out there on the mound, a 7-3 Brewers lead. Developing situation in Cincinnati as well right now. First pitch to Stott. Missed outside. It's 1-0. Cubs had a 1-0 lead entering the bottom of the ninth inning. The Reds loaded the bases with nobody out. Ellie De La Cruz with a base hit tied the game at 1. McGill's 1-0 pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-1. Then Nick Martini flied out to shallow left. That did not get a run home. But Hunter Renfroe has just walked off the Cubs, and the Reds have won 2-1 to knock off the Cubs for the second consecutive day. The 1-1 fouled back and out of play, and it's 1-2. It was a fielder's choice that Renfroe hit into, but it got the winning run home. And so the Reds win 2-1. Brewers with a chance, if they can finish this one off here tonight, to go up 4.5 games in the NL Central. But some work to do still here against a dangerous Phillies offense. 1-2 on Stott. McGill brings home the pitch, and he missed low. It's 2-2. Stott, then Bohm, and then Realmuto scheduled to hit here for Philadelphia. As McGill, working out of the stretch, brings home the 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. He strikes out Stott with that big breaking ball from Trevor McGill, an Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. That has been a big pitch for Trevor McGill as Sir Anthony Dominguez continues to get loose in the Philadelphia bullpen. One away for Alec Bohm. And first pitch swinging, he fouls it back and out of play. And it's 1-0-1. Bohm 0 for 2 tonight. He struck out looking in the second. He lined to first in the fourth. McGill's 0-1 pitch. Hit towards right center. Long run for Frelick. Diving, he can't get to it. One hops the wall in right center. Bohm turns first and motors into second with a one-out double. So Bohm's first hit of this series. He's now 1-for-6 in this series, and that'll get Realmuto to the plate. Well, we have our attendance, and Uke estimated somewhere in the 35,000 range. And once again, we are reminded, never go against Bob Uecker's guess. Because tonight's attendance, which is sponsored by the All of Us Research Program Wisconsin, is 35,253. He was right on it. Truly takes all of us to define causes of illnesses and become a better, healthier planet. Help the cause today and visit joinallofus.org. William Contreras out there for a conversation with Trevor McGill. Before Realmuto comes to the plate. Realmuto homered back in the second inning. He's 1-for-2 tonight. That home run was his 150th of his career. McGill's first pitch is hit foul and out of play behind home plate, and it's 0-1 on Realmuto. Realmuto with a slightly open stance in the back of the box. Right-handed hitter. McGill checks the runner at second and the 0-1. This is flipped in the air, foul. First base side and out of play. And it's 0-2 on Realmuto. Seven to three, Brewers, top of the seventh. Trying to win this series from the Phillies and give themselves a chance to be greedy tomorrow afternoon. 0-2 is high, snagged out of the air by Contreras. Fastball at 100 that sailed a little bit on McGill, and it's 1-2. Again, an early start time tomorrow, 12:05 first pitch, 11:30 pregame on the Brewers radio network, as Hobie Milner is getting loose in the Brewers pen. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with that breaking ball down in the dirt, and he strikes out Realmuto for his second Ortho ASAP strikeout here in the inning. And the fourth so far for McGill since coming in out of the bullpen for Chafin back in the sixth. Boy, Trevor McGill, and granted he gave up that solo home run to Trey Turner in the sixth, but boy, is he turning into a major weapon in this bullpen for Craig Counsell. Here's Brandon Marsh, 0 for 2 tonight, and the pitch is high with a fastball at 98, and it's 1-0. Fly out and a ground out tonight for Marsh. The left-handed hitting bearded center fielder. Steps out for a moment before he gets back into the box here. Two outs and a runner at second, top of the seventh. The pitch.
No, it didn't go.
Checked on a fastball that missed upstairs, and it's two balls and no strikes. Brewers are really excited about how McGill has emerged as a guy they can ask big outs from late in games. 2-0 pitch. That's in there with a strike, and it's 2-1. You've got Peguero, Piamps, Williams, Hobie Milner, McGill now. And, of course, Abner Uribe. That is a really good combination of guys that you can get some big-time outs from late in games. 2-1 to Marsh. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 99 right at the very top of the zone. And it's two balls and two strikes on Marsh. Brewers with a 7-3 lead. McGill trying to keep it right there. McGill looks in. The 2-2 pitch. Missed high, and a good job by Contreras to jump up and snag that one out of the air. Fastball at 99. It was way up. And Contreras, that is not easy to do, and he's had to do it twice in this inning to save 90 feet on the base paths. Count is full on Marsh. Three balls, two strikes. McGill looking in. Kicks and delivers. And he missed high. Marsh will work the walk. And that will get Jake Cave to the plate. The Phillies' first baseman and number nine hitter. And now Chris Hook is going to come out and pay a visit to Trevor McGill as Hobie Milner continuing to get loose in that Brewers bullpen. We told you Sir Anthony Dominguez has been getting loose in the Phillies bullpen as well here in this seventh. Dear Driver, Toyota's lineup is hitting it out of the park with all-stars like RAV4, Camry, and Tundra. Reserve yours now. Visit Toyota.com for more information. Your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Chris Hook still out there chatting with McGill and going over the plan here against Cave. You got Schwarber in the on-deck circle, so one would think that this is probably the last batter for McGill. Give him a chance to go after Cave here with runners at first and second and two outs, and if he can't get him, then you can go to Milner to face Schwarber. McGill's thrown 27 pitches. It has recorded four outs so far. All four via the strikeout. Anything that's been put in play has been an extra base hit against him, a home run and a double so far in this outing against this Phillies lineup. First pitch to Kay. That's in there with a strike. Fastball at 100. And it's 0-1. Bohm's at second. Marsh is at first. A one pitch. Missed high, and it's one ball and one strike. Right now you've got the tying run in the on-deck circle in the form of Kyle Schwarber, but there are two outs. McGill looks in and brings home the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss to that big curveball. And it's 1-2 on Jake Cave. Cave has struck out both times tonight. He went 1-for-3 in the series opener last night. McGill's 1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Fastball at 99. McGill gets tough, gets the strikeout. His fifth ortho ASAP strikeout of this outing. Gave up a double and a walk, but he puts up a zero here in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of seven. 7-3 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carb Bliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carb Bliss's all-new cocktail collection brings four flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the cocktail collection variety pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with zero carbs, zero sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carb Bliss. Find your bliss.
High-speed internet is essential today. So it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
We'll score tickets to the Brewers' next homestand for just $6 with a special Miller High Life Monday offer. That's Terrace tickets for only $6 at Lowe's Bleacher Tickets for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Grab your seats at Brewers.com. Sir Anthony Dominguez takes over on the mound for Philadelphia. And Willy Adames will lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh for the Crew. And the first pitch to Willie is inside, and it's 1-0. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. Experience that Grand Slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. Strike on the outside edge. It is 1-1 on Willy Adames, who is 0-2 tonight with a walk and a run score. Dominguez. From the stretch to pitch and a half-hearted swing and a miss at a fastball off the plate, and it's 1-2. Willie will use his timeout here. And take a second before he gets back into the box. Dominguez kicks and the 1-2 is a little bit high with a fastball at 97. And the count evens at two apiece here. Adames with his 28th birthday today. He has been a big reason the Brewers are in the midst of this success. 2-2 missed low. 3-2 the count. Now he's worked the count full. For the most part, his at-bats have been so much more competitive. Working counts. A lot more three-ball counts coming back from behind in counts for Willy Adames over this stretch. And a swing and a miss on a sinker down and in from Dominguez. And there's one away. And that gets Mark Canna to the plate. Canna has not been retired tonight. A couple of doubles for him. He's driven in a run. He's walked today as well. If the Brewers hold on and win this one. First pitch to Canna came inside, nearly hit him. He was able to get out of the way of it. And it's 1-0. It would be 11 out of 13 for the Crew in terms of their latest trend winning-wise. The pitch popped up. foul out of play behind home plate. And it's 1-1 here on Canna. The Brewers are having some major success offensively over this stretch. 1-1 is down and away, and it's 2-1. Now, remember, they dropped 2 out of 3 to Chicago. They were shut out on Tuesday, 1-0, and then they lost 3-2 on Wednesday. Those are the only two losses in that stretch of 13 games. 2-1 is pulled down the left field line, but foul, and it's 2-2. And in all 11 of those wins, and this is assuming they hold on and win, there's a lot of baseball left in this one in the bottom of the seventh. 4-run lead, 6 defensive outs to get still for the Crew against a very dangerous offense. 2-2 pitch is in there for strike 3. So back-to-back strikeouts for Dominguez, and there's 2 down now for Bryce Terang. But should they hold on, in all 11 wins in that stretch, they would have scored 5 or more runs. And we talk a lot about how the Brewers win games, and so often we talk about they win so many games 3-2, close, low-scoring games. First pitch to Terang is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. But this stretch of baseball would go against that trend. It's been high-scoring offensive output for the Brewers since the middle of August. And there with a strike, and it's 0-2 on Terang. Dominguez looks in, and the 0-2 pitch. And Bryce took strike 3. Fastball at 98. Terang thought it was outside, but that outside pitch has been a strike all night long for Hunter Wendelstedt. And Sir Anthony Dominguez strikes out this side here in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth, 7-3 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, Name That Lightning Kugels.
Summer Shandy Bob?
Correct. You named that Lightning Kugels. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Seven to three Brewers as we head to the top of the eighth inning, and Hobie Milner is on to work for the Crew here against this Phillies lineup. And back in to work on the mic is Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. Top of the order, Kyle Schwarber will stand in against Hobie Milner. Schwarber tonight, the leadoff home run back in the opening inning. Since then, a strikeout and a pop-up. All set to work. Milner deals down low and inside. 1-0. Well into the baseball season now. if you will, down low and away, two balls and no strikes. We call it Shandy season. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer. It's got natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor of the moment. 2-0 delivery, and that one missed down low and inside. Three balls and no strikes. Schwarber sitting on 39 home runs. Big year for him again in the power department, batting only 189 as an average hitter. Three balls on a strike. Milner deals again. Low and inside, and he walked him. Leadoff man aboard for Philadelphia. 7-3 Milwaukee leading here in the eighth. Trey Turner is going to be the batter. Hit a solo home run back in the sixth. 21st of the year, second in the series, swing and a miss. And it's 0-1 on him. Final game of the homestand tomorrow if you're planning on coming out. A little earlier start tomorrow. Get underway around noon. Pre-game programming tomorrow, the Menards pre-game show. That one dropped low. Two balls on a strike. It's underway at 11:30 tomorrow. Schwarber, the runner at first, and the pitch. Hit foul by Trey Turner. Dylan Covey, a right-hander, is up for Philadelphia. Brewers have activity from the stretch. Milner deals again, and that one's hit to short. Adames picks, throws the second one. Relay late. No chance to get Trey Turner on that turn from Terang, despite the fact that he did it about as good as you can do it. Fielder's choice ground ball for Trey Turner. Here comes Bryce Harper in the series. He's 0 for 7. Milner deals a big swing and a miss. Harper has nothing to show for the series, but he's taking some big rips, I can tell you that. One strike on him. Milner coming back, swing and a miss again. Down low and away with a breaking ball, and it's nothing in two.
You can just see how uncomfortable he is against Hobie Milner, can't you?
That front foot flying out of there real quick. Yeah, a little testy when you got to hang in there against the sidewinder and the pitch. Hit foul against the screen. Do it again at nothing and two. Yeah, that front foot on every hitter. Again, as the catcher, you can watch that foot fly out of there, and I'm talking about moving towards first base. Foul territory, the pitch. Too high with the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Kind of tough to stay in there when you have a sidewinder like Hobie Milner is. Dropping down and then flipping a big breaking ball on you. Or a sinker down low and inside, the pitch. Hit foul, and that was a breaking ball again. That time Harper pulled back on his swing a little bit. Brewers have left 8 runners in the game. Is that an 8 or a 6 up there? 6. The lighting on the scoreboard, the pitch. Big bouncer hit to Milner. He'll turn and flip wide. A first going in the second base is Bryce Harper, and the Phillies have second and third with only one out. Milner had a little more time than he thought, and his throw was wide at first. And it will be a throwing error on Hobie Miller. Hobie Miller putting runners at second and third for Philadelphia. All the way, did he say, Kent, on the scoring? All right. Nick Castellanos is going to be the batter, and we are going to get a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Enjoy the game. Scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Back after this on the Brewers Radio Network. It's 7-3 Milwaukee. Presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to AnnexWealth.com.
Lane's Farm and Fleet's Labor Day sale is going on now, featuring unbeatable deals on fall essentials for your home, work, and vehicles. Like 5-quart jugs of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil, just $22.99 after sale and $10 mail-in rebate. All Blazer trailer lighting is 10% off for rewards members. Plus, when your car's in the shop, get 10% off in-store purchases with $100 or more spent on tire and auto service. See store for details. All Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores are closed on Monday, September 4th for Labor Day.
Elvis Pagaro is on for the Crew in his 54th game for the year. Nick Castellanos is going to be the batter with Philadelphia runners at second and third and only one man out. Brewers lead by four at 7-3. They own the hit column 11-5. And we are waiting for the New York folks to tell us go. And they just did. Here we go. Castellanos stepping in. He's 0-3 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Pagaro set to work. And the pitch. It drops low and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Ready to work and coming back. Curveball drops low and inside. It's 2-0 now. Leadoff walk. Fielder's choice ground ball, then the error and the pitch. Hit to right. Playable and going to be caught by Tyrone Taylor. A run is going to score. The throw going to third base. Harper winds up at third. Trey Turner scores. It's 7-4. Brewers, and the batter is going to be Bryson Stott. 2 minute out, runner at third for Philadelphia. And the pitch, low and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Castellanos gets his 84th RBI of the year, and the breaking ball drops low and inside, unstopped. He has flied to center and struck out twice. Infield drops back. Pagaro's set to work. And the pitch. It caught the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Start waiting. And the pitch by Pagaro. Low and away with a breaking ball. Three balls and a strike. Stott has never faced Pagaro. And the pitch to him. Bouncer back up the middle, and a nice play by Bryce Terang. A backhanded pick near second base, and all in the same motion. A strong throw to retire the side. Nicely done. Phillies get one. Bottom half of inning number 8 coming up. It's 7-4 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin. 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry, Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Philadelphia brings on Dylan Covey to work the bottom half of inning number 8, and Andrew Monasterio will lead things off. 7-4, Brewers have the lead. Baseball brought to you in part by Usingers. The right-hander deals a strike, and it's 0-1 on Monasterio. Baseball and Usingers, been doing that for a long, long, long time. Long-time Brewers sponsors. Nobody else does it better than Usingers. In the sausage business over 140 years. They know how to make it. Two strikes on Monasterio. Dylan Covey in his 20th game for Philadelphia. That one drops down low and away. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. New sign for the right-hander, and the pitch. Too low again. Ball 2, strike 2. bottom of the Brewers' orders. Monasterio, Taylor, and then back to the top with Yelich. And the 2-2 pitch. Bouncer hit foul up along third. 10 for identification here. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Down low and away with that offering from Dylan Covey. Ball three and strike two.